The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina are getting ready to head off to Britain for the first ever official state visit by a head of state to Britain. It's a four-day event, and our first couple will be guests of Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle. But London won't be their only destination, because the couple are also off to Coventry. And from there now, we're joined by Kay Forrest. Kay, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Kay.
I was born in Cork, in Railway Cottages, just behind the City Hall. I was born there in 1942. My parents was Doris Beardley and Michael O'Driscoll. My dad was a confectioner. I went to the South Press School, and I came to Coventry 56 years ago this year. At 16, I came.
And what brought you to Coventry in particular?
I think the industry in that, and also there was the opportunities to nurse as well. So I think that there was a lot of people migrating around in the 50s and that. I know I was very young, but the opportunity arose. And so I took the opportunity and came.
And you met your dear husband when you got to Coventry?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, he actually came from Cork when he was 14 to his father in Birmingham. And took it from there. He worked for Chrysler then, which is now Peugeot Talbot. The industry was very big in Coventry. You could walk out of a job in the morning and into a new one in the afternoon. There were signs outside factories and everything, you know, vacant posts. And, you know, it was amazing in those days. Hard work, very, very hard work. But there was the opportunities there if you wanted to grab and work hard. And that's what we did.
And making your way, making your life in Coventry, you married, as I say, your husband, who was also from Cork.
That's right.
And was there a big Irish community there with building in Coventry at that time?
Absolutely massive. We had a lot of most of the building works were young farmers and just youngsters from Ireland that had come across. It wasn't very easy for them, because what you found was, like in every issue, there is people are exploited. So you got the likes of like maybe six or eight men in a room, sharing a room, and then trying to send their money back to their families every weekend. So I think hence the problem began, where the chaps maybe finished work and went into the pub for a pint and to have a chat with their friends and that. So their home life they hadn't got, you know. They worked and they played and they sent their few bob home every week to keep the families back at home. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of what we are doing in Coventry at the moment would relate to the older generation in respect of Coventry Irish societies. What we do is we reach out into the Irish community and we deal with survivors of institutional abuse. We have welfare, counselling. You know, even if you want an Irish passport, you come into Hill Street in Coventry and somebody will greet you and offer you a cup of tea and say, what can we do for you today? Sit down and enjoy, or read the papers even.
So make sure everyone is well looked after.
Well, we try. Mm. We're struggling at the moment because, as I say, we lost £30,000 in funding from the Coventry City Council.
We should be hoping that that might be restored. Maybe the president might put in a good word for you.
We're going to try.
And you've had a lot of tragedy in your life as well. Your late husband Donald died at a very young age.
He did. Okay. He did indeed. But like I said, you have the opportunity then. I was told then that I was too young to get a widow's pension. So I continued working and bringing my children up. But I had the most wonderful background in Cork with my brother Eugene and my sister Brenda, who went to South Africa after the Miami ambush. And was there for 27 years. And eventually, you know, as the baby of our family, three of us, she came back to Coventry of all places, and I nursed her myself till she passed in 2005. And then we did a funeral in Coventry, which was amazing, and we took her home to Cork, my brother and myself and his family, his wife Mary and the four boys, Michael, Mark, Martin and Owen. And Rachel, of course, my niece, we're a very small but a very compact and strong family. So even though I've been away all these years, my bond with Cork and with my brother of all, you know, just wonderful. It's just a beautiful, strong, loving basis for a family. And I think this is very much in the Irish community. Mm. We tend to hold on and try and guard each other, if you like, because, you know, a lot of them are very, very vulnerable, very vulnerable.
Sure. And Kay, why do you think the President, or indeed the Queen, chose Coventry to visit?
I think, you know what, because of being in Coventry, obviously I'm going to praise it up, and it's all right, because it's a city of peace and reconciliation. During the war, it was bombed beyond belief, and the old cathedral was bombed to the ground. There was nothing left of it, but when they actually got onto the site, there was two massive nails had fallen to the floor, and they had welded themselves together in the shape of a cross. Yeah. Hence today, you can see the cross of nails, which is the sign of peace and reconciliation. I used to go into Cork on the cycle Coventry across Cork with the adults with learning disabilities from Coventry. And we did that for 14 years. And it was amazing. And on one particular year, we carried the cross of nails in and presented it to the then Lord Mayor of Cork. So great bonds with Cork. The twinning of Cork, you know, even last week we had students over from Cork to the Blue Coast School in Coventry, you know, doing plays, and it's amazing. And an exchange on that as well now.
Because the two towns have been, or the two cities have been twins since 1969, Cork and Coventry. And Kay, when will you get to meet the President and his wife?
I will meet him on Friday, with the help of God, on Friday at St. Mary's Guildhall. There will be about 160 people in the Guildhall, and he will go through the Coventry Cathedral and a guided tour of that, and the school children will all be there waving their little flags. And then he will cross from the cathedral, which is only just steps, across Bailey Lane, where there will be a guard of honour of little Irish dancers to see him across into St. Mary's Guildhall. And it will be there that he will greet the oh-so-lucky people like myself who have the privilege of being there on that amazing, amazing day. So excited about it. It has lifted everybody in Coventry, you know. 10% of the population here, Irish, are, you know,
Irish
part Irish.
Yes,
so 10%, 35,000 people.
Well, Kay, we hope the visit goes well, and thank you for giving us some insight into the lives of the Irish in Coventry, and take good care of yourself.
And can I just say to my family, love you all very much, Jean, Mary, and all my family, my cousin Marie, you know, my heart is always there. God bless you.
And I'm sure they're listening down in Cork this morning. Thanks very much, Kay.
I'm sure they are. Thank you, John.
Lovely to talk to you.